Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue.
So I'm here today with Susan, who's a bit of a fan of horoscopes. You're a bit of a fan of astrology, Susan.
Well, I am becoming a fan. I must admit, I'm quite new to it, but I'm really quite fascinated by it.
And would you say you know a lot about the signs?
Well, I'm learning. I'm on a learning curve.
So could you look at somebody and know what sign they were?
Well, I'm working on it, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. So give me, try me out, see what I can do.
All right then, well, I know there are 12 star signs.
There are indeed.
There's Libra, Gemini, Leo, Virgo, Pisces, Taurus, Capricorn, Cancer, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Aries and Scorpio. Not necessarily in the right order.
True.
And I've got a famous person for each one of these. So
okay, test me.
Let's start then with Libra. Tell me what a Libra is.
Well, I think when you think about Libra, what you've got to think about is the actual star sign, which, if you can think about it, it's a balance.
Yeah.
So it's somebody who is very well balanced, and one of their strengths is that they are very diplomatic, fair-minded. Weaknesses with that they tend to carry a grudge and might be prone to self-pity.
So what would be a good job for a Libran?
Well, perhaps a politician, perhaps, I don't know.
Okay.
Am I completely off the mark on this?
Well, no, you're actually spot on, because a famous Libran that I have is the Prime Minister of Great Britain, who is Theresa May.
I'm really improving at this.
I'd have a bit of a question about balanced, but there you go.
Well, they say that she's a steady person.
Strong and stable.
Strong and stable, and that's the Libra.
Okay, let's move on then to Gemini. Tell me about Gemini.
Well, of course, the Gemini, if you look at it again...
Is this the twins?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So if you look at the star sign, the symbol, it is twins, the two faces. But the problem is, it could be two sides of a personality.
So you're saying that they can have a good side and a bad side?
I am saying that. So on the one side, on the one hand, if they're the strength, they can be very nice, affectionate, gentle. On the other side of the coin, they can be quite aggressive. They are really two different parts.
Sounds a bit strange, this one.
Yes.
So could you think of anybody in the public eye today who could be, in your sort of analysis, as an astrology buff,
yes,
who could be?
Well, I think somebody,
Gemini.
Perhaps somebody in show business,
such as.
Oh goodness me! They're all the stars, you know.
Be careful with this one.
I am.
There could be some libel.
I'm not going to mention any
slander.
Names. But on the one hand, you know, they have that outgoing personality.
Yeah.
But on, you know, when the curtain closes on them, they have a different personality.
So not a nice person.
Just two sides to the person.
Okay. Well, I have a famous Gemini in the public eye. Could you think of anybody that could be a Gemini? Offhand.
I'm going to say, oh my goodness me, I don't want to get any slander.
You can say nothing if you like.
Well, I'm going to say somebody like, a British comedian who we know about, James Corden, public persona, friendly. Perhaps not so friendly.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, James Corden fans, about that.
Right. Well, in fact, the person I have as a Gemini, who is a Gemini, is Donald Trump.
Oh.
Make of that what you want.
Yes. Two sides. Yes.
How about a Leo?
Well, that's pretty easy for me, because I am actually a Leo. So I'm going to give you all the good points. Okay.
Are they bad?
No, well, they're not very important. We're creative, passionate, generous, cheerful. I'm not going to mention arrogant, self-centered. No.
Okay, so you're a Leo.
Yes, I am.
How about a Virgo? What is a Virgo?
Well, that's another easy one, because that is you.
Yes.
Okay. And with that easy, very logical, very hardworking, very organized.
Okay. None of the bad stuff. Let's move on to Pisces.
Okay, Pisces. Now, this is a fish.
Uh-huh.
Of course, a fish.
It is a fish.
It is a fish.
Yeah.
So, what water sign?
Can you name a famous fish?
A famous fish. Maybe Dick.
Michael Fish?
No. Michael Fish, yeah. So, a fish. Pisces. Gentle, wise, musical, apparently, artistic.
They're quite gentle, nice people.
But on the downside, they can be sad.
Yeah.
They can often feel to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness me, who could that be, a Pisces?
Someone who's in the news at the moment is a Pisces, and I mean, there are many, but these are particular ones I have on my list. And the particular Pisces, can you think of anybody in the news?
Politics.
In politics, yeah.
Well, there is Robert Mugabe.
It is Robert Mugabe.
Well, I should be...
However,
and is he really gentle and wise?
I'm not so sure, but we won't go there.
No, either. Okay.
Let's move on to Taurus then. Tell us about Taurus.
Now, Taurus, again, go straight for the star sign, which is, of course, a bull. A Taurus. So, very, very reliable, very responsible. On the downside, could be stubborn. I mean, you don't really want to argue with a Taurus, with a bull, do you?
Okay. Somebody who's in the news recently?
Oh, help me on this. Sports?
No.
Politics?
No.
Showbiz?
No.
I don't know, gardening?
No, somebody no, not gardening. Although they might like a bit of gardening. It's actually the Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, well,
Taurus.
That is actually a very, very good, it's a good representation. And this is why I really believe in the star signs.
I know you do.
Because Queen Elizabeth, she's very reliable.
Oh.
Very stable. And stubborn, but stubborn in a good sense.
Yeah, I suppose.
Determined.
Yeah. That would be a more positive adjective.
Mm.
How about a Capricorn? A famous Capricorn.
Right, a Capricorn. Well, this is looking like a Capricorn, a ram. So, again, responsible, self-controlled, good manners.
I hear they're stubborn.
Well, they are. In fact, condescending.
Oh, really?
Which means, you know, that's not so good, is
not
it?
Not to be steered clear of.
Yes, and they do tend to expect the worst.
Oh, really?
So they're not particularly optimistic.
Ah, well, a famous Capricorn, I won't let you guess this one, I'll tell you this one, and it seems to go totally against your science of astrology.
Are you actually doubting my word?
Well...
Or the word of my book?
Let's move on.
Yeah.
This person is Michelle Obama, is a Capricorn. I can't see much of a Michelle Obama in there unless we see completely different.
Well, pretty self-controlled, responsible, family traditions, but I don't think she's a negative person.
Well, no.
She's
anyway.
Incredibly positive, I think, yeah. Mm. Oh, I've got to get back to the drawing board on my star signs.
Let's see if you can get better with the next ones. How about Cancer? This is somebody in showbiz, so can you... tell me a little bit what we could expect to see.
Well, in fact, I think, again, this is a good star sign. Yes, it's a crab, and it's a good star sign for showbiz people. Highly imaginative, emotional, so they can, you know, get all their feelings and take us along with that. But on the downside, pretty moody.
Which you tend to think of people in showbiz as being that way.
Yeah, very, very sensitive.
Unless it's a little bit of a bad reputation that they have. But can you think of maybe a famous actor who could be a Cancer?
Oh, dear. Helen Mirren. No, she's quite well-grounded, actually. Mm. A famous...
Like a Virgo.
Ah, yes, of course. Or a famous actor who's a little bit sensitive.
Somebody that could be... cast away on their own.
Well,
and somebody that could probably run very, very far and couldn't stop running.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
It's Tom Hanks.
You kind of feed me all the best lines.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah,
run,
Tom
Paris,
Hanks.
Run.
Yes. He's very creative.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's very moody.
Well, we don't know, do we?
We don't know him personally.
Let's move on to Sagittarius, then.
Okay. Now, Sagittarius...
Are they creative?
Not hugely.
No? But are they business people?
Well, not hugely, according to my book. I would say they are...
Your book or your beliefs?
Well, as I'm learning. I'm on a big learning curve here. They like freedom.
Okay.
They're very curious, right. Energetic. They like change. They want freedom. And knowing you, your person is probably Steve Jobs.
No.
Oh, no?
It's Walt Disney, famous Sagittarius. This is why I was asking about creativity. There you go.
Well, my book, I think I might have to go back to the editor about this.
Maybe rip some pages off and rewrite them a little bit.
Yes.
If you need any help.
Yeah.
How about Aquarius? And I'm going to... Well, I'll give you a clue. This person is a politician. So tell us about Aquarius.
Well, Aquarius, independent and very humanitarian. Are you with me on this? So, humanitarian.
Yeah.
They are uncompromising.
This could be.
Which can be seen as a good thing in a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they like to fight for causes.
Okay.
And they're a good listener.
Can you think of a politician that could be like this?
Oh, I would say Barack Obama.
I was going to say think America, but no, not Barack Obama.
Oh.
Obama. But he could be, I'm not sure. But this one is that I have in mind is Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, well, I'm not very well up on him. Okay.
No. Well, okay.
But he was, apparently, was he? Well, yes, I mean...
Tell me about Aries.
Aries. Let me just have a look at this. Aries, well... this is a ram, so confident, enthusiastic, honest.
Mm-hmm.
On the bad side again, moody. Are all these bad signs moody? They're moody, well, short-tempered.
From my side of things, I think if you put something in every one, then everybody will find their star signs. And say, wow, this is true. I may be a little bit cynical.
Again, I think you're a bit cynical on that. You know, you've got to be open-minded.
I must say, I'm not really much of a believer. However, I think what people do with these star signs and horoscopes and things like this is they take out what they want to.
They do.
They'll look at what happened yesterday and say, yeah, that happened. Yeah.
Yes. And it does help some people to approach the future with a bit more confidence.
If the stars say, tomorrow you'll have an accident and you'll fall down a drain, then, you know, maybe people will sort of... Maybe it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy and they will fall down a drain.
But on the other hand, if people can get a little clue as to what might happen in the future, they might avoid the accident.
Keep away from drains,
yes,
people.
Yes. So, you know, the star signs, the horoscope, they can actually help.
Sounds quite a nice sign, really.
Yes.
Well, the person I have in mind, I won't get you to guess, but the person was Adolf Hitler, was an Aries. So... I don't know whether you want to go back to your book yet. Let's go to the last one.
I wonder if this book has got a new edition, because the one I'm using seems a bit out of date.
It does a little bit. Well,
oh, dear.
Go for the last one that I have on my list is a Scorpio. Tell me about Scorpio.
A Scorpio. Well...
Scorpio is now, in fact, November. We're in November
Okay.
The sun is shining, but we're in November.
Yes, it's true. Now then, the Scorpio, the strengths.
The sun always shines on podcasts.
It certainly does. Resourceful. Brave, passionate, stubborn as a strength. Weakness, jealousy, oh dear, and violent.
Hmm. Well.
Who are we about to ditch the dirt on here? Okay, to go. Okay.
Well, the person that I have, I mean, there are many, many more, but the person I have is Pablo Picasso.
Well, very true, passionate, and I think he was a bit, perhaps, jealous of people, you know, his many lovers and, you know, the life that he led. But as you say, these are very, very broad traits, and they can be applied to lots and lots of people.
Okay, Susan, I mean, that's all very interesting. I must say that I'm a little bit sceptical about all this. I think that there's probably a lot of money being made by people like yourself writing books about it and other people on TV, on radio, etc. But I'm a Virgo, as you know. Tell me about my week this week. We're halfway through the week. What is going to happen to me? And I'll tell you what has happened, if anything, does coincide with what you say. So take it away, Susan.
Well, I think you're about to eat your words on this because Monday, because today's Wednesday.
It is.
But on Monday, your life, your situation was in need of some organisation.
Okay.
And organising is what you do best, and you had to get things in a lot of order.
Yeah, I mean, can I comment on this?
You may, yes.
I may be clutching at the proverbial straws here, but I have actually redesigned, and it's about to be launched tomorrow, my new website.
Absolutely.
So is that the organisation?
Well, I reckon so. Because it says here, from Thursday...
Which is tomorrow,
you will be the focus of everyone's admiration... And you will feel great.
So this is... My website is being launched tomorrow.
Well, there you go. It's all in stars.
Does it say anything about becoming a multimillionaire?
That is not for this week.
Finding gold.
That is not for this week.
No?
We need to perhaps check on a different...
Anything else there?
Well, that's it. That's all we can think of. That's enough.
Well, okay.
And it says for the weekend, clear skies.
It looks clear now, doesn't it? Look
at
that sky.
I think
beautiful,
it's more,
beautiful blue
it
sky.
Is, but I think it means more emotional clear skies.
Okay, right. Well, thank you very much for that, Susan.
My pleasure.
If you have any comments on this, please put them below. Let us know your star sign, and Susan may give you a quick reading.
Yes.
True or false?
True or false.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.